To preface that, I want to say just what I believe the Lord is doing in this season and what he's about to do. So this is not the sermon here, but this is just an encouragement for you, maybe to put a little bit of an exclamation mark on this season of time we have in El Dorado. I went home this last Saturday night, great night together with y'all, woke up the next morning and sit in my chair, and the Lord spoke to me when I was reading the scriptures, and I just heard the simple phrase. This is all I heard. I heard the wind is blowing and the wine is flowing. The wind is blowing and the wine is flowing, which is helpful for me to remember because it rhymes. And I thought how sweet that was for me because of personal words the Lord spoken, but also I believe for this body. And what that means to me is that the Holy Spirit is answering prayers that we've been praying for a long time about individuals here. And so if you'll remember back with me to February of 2020, I've shared this two or three times, and I want to take you back to it. My sweet sister and coworker Lydia shared a dream that she had with Lizzie and I. And it was that a group of people were standing beside a dry river bed in El Dorado, and Lizzie and I were standing out front. And the group of people was saying, if the water was so good here, if it was rushing down this riverbed at one point, if it's so sweet, if the water is really that good, then where's the water at? And we knew there was no water. There was a dry riverbed. There was no water there. And Lizzie and I told the group of people we were standing with, we said, we have to pray. Come and join us and pray with us. And we turned around and we began praying. And then she began to hear, as everybody started praying, she heard the sound of water rushing down this dry riverbed. And then she looked out over this barren plain and she saw that it immediately turned from a desert to an oasis. It turned from sand and dry and nothing into this lush garden plain. The river was flowing. Well, that meant a lot to me in February of 2020. And I believe that that was speaking to us, El Dorado Equip, and to the church in El Dorado. Secondly, I don't know if you remember our good friend Chip Stotts. Is he here tonight? Where's Chip? Chip and Joanne.
Is playing in the playoffs. Where do you think
he's serving Jesus at home because Green Bay is playing. So Chip came to our midnight prayer call, and he was here at the last hour, and he stood up on October 10th. You can go back in the resource library and look this up on our website, but he stood up here, and he said, when we were in that drilling meeting, that midnight oil call that we had, we worshiped and prayed until midnight. The last hour, he saw a real clear vision of like a ball of fire coming from this building and shooting out west like a comet, west of El Dorado. And it went all the way down through El Dorado and cut down to the south, and then went down Kellogg and exploded in downtown Wichita. And when it exploded, that fire went out on every single road, north, south, east, west, and diagonal. And it set the whole place on fire. It was revival is what he saw. And it started here. I'm biased. I know, again, fifth generation here in this town. And we got this little tiny place on top of a hill, but El Dorado does have a mandate. We have a mandate here prophetically to drill down and get the oil that the Holy Spirit has for each one of us. And I believe as El Dorado goes, so Wichita goes. We've got a very high and holy calling to pray here, and we might be a small group that affects Wichita, which then affects, I believe, Kansas and the nation and the nations. From the heart of the nation is where revival has to start. So that came. My brother Austin shared in the fall of this last year about a movement that he sensed. He and Bethany moved here to El Dorado from out of state. He's had multiple opportunities to move out of state since then, but he felt like the Lord is doing something here. And he said there's a movement happening in the city of El Dorado. So I just am crazy enough to tell you guys that I think the Lord has got great things in store for us. So I want to just remind you of what's happening, that the Lord is going to get his will done here. If we pray, let your will be done, he'll say, yes, I will let my will be done in El Dorado. It's up to us to pray, though, and to press in. I'll wrap up with this. What I believe is that the river that flows is not one man, one ministry, one organization. It's a group of rivers that begin to flow as one river. So Song of Solomon, chapter 4, Verse 12, look at me real quick. I think we've got it up on the screen as well. He's describing the bride. He's describing the way she is. She's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's his bride. He's called her to himself. But then he gives a really, really accurate description for, I think, today. You are a garden locked up, my sister, my bride. You are a spring enclosed. You are a sealed fountain. Anybody know the frustration of feeling like you got something build up inside of you that can't get out? It's called constipation. Makes you feel sick and miserable inside. The Holy Spirit in us wants to do what? Get out. The Holy Spirit in us is pressing against from the inside out, saying, let me out. It has nothing to do with you working harder, efforting more. It has everything to do with you submitting and opening the door of your heart and letting him come out, letting those layers be peeled off one after the other and being healed. Listen to this. He says in verse 15, you are a garden fountain, a well of flowing water streaming out from Lebanon. How does she respond to this? She says, awake, north wind, come, south wind, and blow on my garden that its fragrance may spread everywhere. Let my beloved come into his garden and taste his choice fruits. Saying, Lord Jesus, I know I'm locked up. I've got wounds. I've got failures. I've got walls that I've hidden behind. But I'm asking you to come into my garden, come to the innermost place and open me up. I can't do it myself. You have to do it. She responds to his call in chapter 5, verse 2. He says, open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my flawless one. Not like I'm mad at you because you've been stiff-arming me. He's like, there's so much more for you. And for some of you, listen to me, even tonight, there's so much more for you. What's on the inside is wanting to get out of you. And if you feel sealed up, bottled up, protecting yourself, all I'm inviting you to do is say, come, Lord Jesus, set me free. Come blow upon my garden. I want to be a fountain that's been uncorked. You remember Jesus says, anyone who believes in me, I will become in him what? A river of living water. And he spoke this to mean the Holy Spirit within a person. This is the way we're meant to live. Out of the overflow, not the undertow. Not being dragged under by the situations, circumstances we find ourselves in, but actually out of the overflow of the Spirit inside of us. Okay.